morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Lagos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines, and boy, do we have a festive show today. We even have Santa here. If you thought our Thanksgiving show was eventful, then you're going to have a rocking good time on this morning's holiday show. We've got a jam-packed studio this morning. Andy Cohn, the chief elf from Counselor Magazine, is here with bells on. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I got Santa on my side,
yes,
so I'm good to
go,
baby.
Yes, I saw you were even dancing. So. Good morning, Andy. Speaking of bells, we've got Michelle Jingle Bell Bell. Back from reporting a story from California. How you doing, Michelle?
I am good. I'm amazed that our Santa here didn't even have to have padding. He brought his own padding.
Wow. That's not going to get you off the bad list.
Mm-hmm. We also have Kathy Houston, the jolly happy soul who heads up Advantages Magazine. Feeling jolly today, Kath?
Definitely.
I'm glad to hear it. And Joe Haley, our managing editor, is here in a Santa suit, but yet you're going to rant later. So what's that all about?
Well, stay tuned to find out what I'm talking about.
Maybe it'll be a happy rant. And as a very special treat this morning, our very own publisher, Richard Fairfield, is here to take calls and solve all of your financial dilemmas. Is that right, Rich?
Absolutely, Melinda.
Good. Well, if you have any kind of financial investment question at all, start dialing now at 215-953-4979. And if we put you on the air today, we'll give you a $25 Starbucks gift card just in time for the holidays. And a special shout-out this morning to Steve Hawk, our sound guy, and Samantha Tucker, who will be answering the phones this morning. Thanks, guys. Joe, give us the full festive lineup for today.
Wow. All right. Michelle will spill the beans and tell you 10 things you shouldn't do with your business next year. Andy will talk about the job sectors that are predicted to spike in 09. Call in your financial problems, and our resident numbers guru will dish out some advice. Kathy has a list of recession cost-cutting no-nos. Don't do it.
Don't do it.
It's the holidays, and we'll look at 7 ways to ruin Christmas and how to neutralize party guests. Call in for your chance to win prizes on our holiday song contest. Kathy's going to talk about marketers who build brands around parties. Andy has the 411 on advertising words to avoid in 09. Andy, you are
That's me, Joe.
Are so forward-thinking.
He's dialed in. Yeah.
All right. What's Joe's beef today? Stay tuned to find out.
Is it that you're talking about yourself in third person?
No, that's
with a Santa suit on.
Why do you have 2 beards? You just put your beard lower now. You have 2.
So I can talk better.
Okay, sorry.
As we approach 12009, everyone knows what 12009 is?
Inauguration Day.
Yes. Is there anything that marketers can learn from Obama's campaign? And the person with the biggest mouth is going to dish on the art of small talk. Any guesses of whose that is?
Michelle.
Thank you very much. And all that in the industry news in 60 seconds. Andy.
Rock on.
Thank you, Joe. One of the members of Counselor's Power 50 is on the move. Catherine Munson, who had been the president of PIP Printing and a director of Franchise Services, Inc., will now become the CEO of Fast Signs. Munson had worked at Franchise Services for more than 28 years, but as of January 2nd, she will be the new head of Fast Signs, which has 540 locations in 6 countries. The Food and Drug Administration reiterated its stance on the issue of the safety of bisphenol A. The FDA said last week that BPA, which is commonly found in reusable plastic water bottles, is safe in trace amounts. The statement from the FDA came in response to the November conclusion by its science board that the FDA's original finding about BPA was flawed. However, the FDA is now standing by its original report on the safety of BPA, but says it will continue to study the issue further. One industry distributor took a page out of the retail handbook last week. Absorbent Inc., which is based in Lawrence, Kansas, had its first ever free shipping day on December 18th to coincide with last-minute corporate gift shopping. The company offered its clients free ground shipping on any order placed that day, and the incentive worked. Absorbent Inc. told Counselor yesterday that its sales on December 18th increased 62% over both December 16th and December 17th. Plus, later on today in Promogram, we'll have a new episode of The Joe Show. Joe, I understand we have a special holiday edition planned.
Yes, we do. It's going to be very special. The Joe Show dancers had to cancel because only one of the ho-ho-hos is here. That's Kathy Houston. So, but stay tuned to find out what that
myself. Is. I've danced with myself before.
Great. Well, before we get to some of the festive stuff, let's talk business. Everybody's got the jitters about next year, and business experts say that there are some things that you should not do in terms of business strategy for 09. Michelle, tell us more.
Well, there was an article recently, and we'll have the link to it on our webpage for ASI Radio, mm-hmm. that if you avoid these costly mistakes, you might have a fine 09. And some of them include do not go into next year without a worst-case scenario plan. So basically, you just need to have your ducks in a row, and you need to have a backup plan ready for anything that might go awry. Do not panic. You know, I think the prevailing school of thought is, you know, everybody's watching the news and so inundated with, you know, dire worst case scenarios because of the internet. And it's you need to stay positive and stay focused. Don't take your eyes off your P&L, your profit and loss statement. Slow paying clients could be really detrimental.
Get rid of those deadbeats.
Yep, absolutely. Keep looking for top talent. Just because we're in a sluggish economy doesn't mean you shouldn't be looking for the best people to hire.
That's an important one,
I think. And keep marketing. A lot of people, their first instinct is to pull back on their marketing efforts. And I think the people who kind of take up that slack and market more, they gain a lot of competitive market share.
Yeah, they're going to be the strongest coming
absolutely.
Out of the session, for sure.
Absolutely. That's
yeah, great. The idea of the those that panic, which you're seeing a lot, always leads to the people just pulling back on their marketing, which is obviously a problem. So the panic one combined with that not stopping your marketing efforts, I think, is quite important.
Definitely don't panic. Well, we're going to take a pause for a message from today's sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we'll take your calls and we'll gear up for our first annual holiday song contest.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by I Promote You. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with I Promote You today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. I Promote You, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@ipromoteyou.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show Holiday Edition. In a few minutes, our astute publisher, Rich Fairfield, is going to offer business finance advice to anyone who calls. Maybe you're pondering a new investment or having some cash flow issues. Whatever the problem, call us now at 215-953-4979. And if we put you on the air, we'll put a nice fat Starbucks gift card worth $25 in your hands.
A fat Starbucks
fat like
gift
Santa.
Card?
Well, fat with money on it.
Oh, okay.
Good one, Kathy.
It's not that fat.
Rotund like our Santa.
First, guys, a bit of good news just in time for the holidays. Because we're about to get a new president who's got a new agenda for the country, there are certain job sectors that are predicted to spike in 2009 with the new administration. And this could represent some great new markets for ad specialties distributors. Isn't that right, Andy?
It is. Well, you know, while many sectors are cutting jobs and workforces are being hit quite hard, as you said, there are some places that are looking to grow and should receive some funding to grow next year. One is obviously construction. You know, there's infrastructure projects that are most likely going to happen within the next year to 2 years. So that's one area that's certainly going to grow. Another that people are looking at actually is accountants. Yeah, there's going to be more oversight, hopefully, of markets and companies. So accountants is a growth area. Engineers for construction projects and also for renewable energy companies. Those are going to be places that are receiving funding to grow. So the job markets there will be good. And a couple more that seem to always do well, even in tough times, are healthcare and teachers.
Sure.
You know, there's always teachers that are needed.
Healthcare, education, big markets, mm-hmm. always mm-hmm. for ad specialties.
Absolutely. So those are some areas that should be growing over the next couple of years and definitely distributors can take advantage of.
Great. Well, you heard it from Andy Cohn, new hot markets for 2009.
If you heard it from me, then it's going to be true.
Absolutely. Well, now it's time for us to take some of your calls. If you've got a financial dilemma, give us a ring right now at 215-953-4979 and win a Starbucks gift card. We've got Rich Fairfield here, and we've already got some callers. On line one, we have Terry from Baltimore, who is a distributor. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Do you have a question for our publisher, Rich Fairfield?
Yeah, I do. I'm currently a one-woman operation, but the work is just getting to be too much for me, and I'm thinking about hiring a sales rep, and I'm wondering if that is a sound move right now.
Well, I guess I'd like to ask and maybe suppose that if the work is getting too much for you, then maybe you don't really need a sales rep. You need a customer service person because a sales rep will probably create more work, which
sure.
would be good and more sales.
If you can't handle your current
true.
Load.
But maybe you need somebody that is maybe part-time to come in and deal with some of the customer service issues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like it makes sense.
You know, sales support, too.
Yeah.
We just in Counselor featured a woman who was having staffing troubles and, you know, who didn't have a lot of money to pay hires, and she had good success with interns. She hired a part-time graphic designer intern and also a support person. So,
that's
you know, maybe
idea.
If you want to dip your toe in the water, that's a good way to start.
Yeah, look to colleges, too, for those interns.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So, Rich, when to hire a salesperson, though? Obviously, not now, but what's a good measure, do you think? Good gauge?
Well, I think that hiring a salesperson if they're 100% commission,
right?
And you have
the support.
The support, then it's almost always going to be a good idea to grow your business if you can finance it.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling, Terry. Stay
Thank
on the
you.
Line, and we'll get your info for your Starbucks gift card. We have on line 3 Jeff from GoTo Promos. Jeff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you folks?
Wow.
Hey,
huh.
Jeff.
You're excited this morning, huh?
Yeah. I see Santa, too.
I know. That is exciting.
Yes, yeah. It can put everyone in a festive mood. Jeff, do you have a question for Rich?
I do. I've been working out of my home office in Austin since I launched my business 6 years ago.
Okay.
I've been thinking about leasing some office space. Well, I bring in about $15,000 a month in sales and can rent a small space for, you know, roughly $1,400. Should I take this kind of plunge right now with this economy?
Well, I guess it depends on how much money you've got set aside. In this type of economy, you might want to have about 6 months of expenses set aside. You figure that $1,400 a month with whatever additional expenses, you're talking about at least in 6 months, you're going to be spending at least $10,000.
Right.
So if you've got an extra amount of money, otherwise it might be harder if something good comes along. You might not be able to take advantage because you've blown some of your capital on the space.
And you know, no matter how much money you have, I guess you would also ask why you want to move out of the house. Is it, you know, because you want a professional space that clients are going to come to?
Right.
Or is it just kind of a luxury? Because I think that's important too.
Yeah, I think that if that's going to get you more business, or if, you know, based on our other caller, they wanted to hire, say, a customer service person, and
right.
you wouldn't be
you
able to
employees.
Hire someone in
Correct.
Your house.
Yeah.
But if there's no other reason, then you're just tired of your basement, then maybe
well,
that's not the best idea.
Sometimes spouses are the reason, too. The spouse,
good point.
You have to stay in the business in the house. But, you know, if it could save your marriage, that could be a good reason. Well, thanks for calling, Jeff. Stay on the line for a minute, okay?
Thank you.
All right, we have another caller on line 4, Kyle from Capital. Hi, Kyle.
Hi. Happy holidays, everyone.
Thanks. Happy holidays to you. Do you have a question for Rich today, Kyle?
Yes, I do. Okay, so my sales keep growing, and I'm taking on bigger and bigger clients,
yep.
which is a good thing. I'm not complaining, especially the way the market is right now. But I seem to be falling further and further behind in my payables than ever before.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'm experiencing some growing pains. What do you think I'm doing wrong? How can I fix this?
Well, I don't think that you're doing anything wrong. You're selling more, and every time you grow your business, you're going to end up, your revenues are going to lag your costs.
It's a typical problem. Right?
Typical problem. So if you have access to line of credit or maybe a home equity line of credit where you can just, so you don't end up making your credit poor with suppliers, so you can continue to pay and continue to get terms, that's probably the best thing. If you don't have any access to credit, then you will have to not take so many orders for a while or get payment up front or get half payment up front to ease you through this minor credit crisis that sounds like you're having.
Well, so more and more distributors are requiring people to pay up front. Isn't that right, Andy? I know you've been reporting on that in Counselor.
Yeah, especially these days. They're definitely trying to get at least 50% up front. Some try to get 100% up front.
Even with their good clients. That's
right.
Just...
It's just a guarantee to make sure that you have the money to front for the orders that you order from suppliers.
And why shouldn't they? You pay for everything else up front.
Right.
Right.
You
know? Right.
Absolutely. Well, thanks very much for calling, Kyle, and have a happy holiday.
You too.
Speaking of finances, some of you distributors and suppliers out there are probably tempted to cut a wide variety of operational costs right now, but there are some line items that should definitely spare the axe. Isn't that right, Kathy?
Yes. Michelle already touched upon this, but marketing is one of them.
Yep.
You should not cut your marketing. For an entrepreneur, what you contribute first and foremost is your vision and leadership, and you have to get that across to your clients and prospects. Also, another thing employers do is not communicate with the employees who are left after, say, you have reduction in workforce or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And you still want those employees to be looking for ways to help the company rather than looking for new jobs. So you should just sit down with them, let them know your plan, your vision for the future, and keep them all informed.
I would think keep up the incentive programs for your top talent.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And you have to show what the company is still doing mm-hmm. to take the focus away from what's being taken away.
Okay, good. Yep. Well, good tips from Kathy Houston. Thank you. All right, on to something very crucial. Many of us will be attending holiday parties over the next few weeks or a few days. And apparently there are several different ways to ruin Christmas or ruin Hanukkah, for that matter. Joe, fill us in so we can avoid disaster.
Well, we know it's a tough time of year.
Yeah, we don't.
Okay,
we don't
and some people say they don't have the money to decorate. But that's not true. And you can always use things around the house and outside. Now, you can get a tree very cheap.
Who are you, Martha Stewart?
Yes, I'm Martha Stewart.
Martha
Don't
Stewart
argue with Santa.
Into Santa's
sorry,
suit.
Santa.
Buy your Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. You can get them a lot cheaper. And then you can use small children's toys to decorate the trees. Old bows, old ribbons. I do sound like Martha Stewart, don't
you do.
I? curious guests. Sometimes you have guests come over and you think, oh, they've been to my house before. They know where everything is. But do you really want someone searching through your cabinet for something? So if you have guests coming, staying for a few days, leave things in the guest room for them, like aspirin, put a basket.
Aspirin.
Medication.
Maybe a book.
Valium.
A book's good.
Well, you're pillows, saying so extra, they don't go searching
so they don't
through
go
your drawers
searching
and
for
find
it.
Your...
Yeah, it's almost like what hotels will do for you, you know. Mm. They have the shampoo there for you. They have soap there for you.
That's nice. You just don't, what's in your medicine cabinet that you're worried about?
Santa suit.
Nothing.
I'm going to come over and find
nothing.
Out.
Nothing.
Moving on.
Okay, so that's just a couple of the ways. Now, if you have holiday parties, and sometimes you get these people there. We have one every year, Christmas Eve.
You have like 75 people at your house.
Yeah,
right?
We had 73 last year. Yeah. We think we're going to break that record this year.
But none of us were invited.
Everyone's
I'm always
it's
invited.
An open,
yeah.
It's
I was
an open
invited.
Invitation.
Nobody can ever
just
make
you
it.
Everyone's, yeah, it's an open invitation for anyone who lives in PA. Anyway, how do you deal with Mr. or Mrs. Negative? How do you deal with them?
Mm. Be positive. Be especially
aha.
positive.
Yes. Do
throw
not
them
respond
out.
To their negativity.
That's right.
Or kill them with kindness.
Mm-hmm. Sing a holiday song in their face. That's what I would do.
Hey, just like an elf.
Who comes to a party all negative, though?
People do.
People
oh,
do.
Relatives?
People
guests.
Do. You
how
know?
About relatives?
Oh, relatives, yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
I know
people, you don't
people
have light beer. You don't have this type of wine. I swear to you. We were at a party once where they had a six-pack.
That's the nitpicky guest.
Yeah, a six-pack of Miller Lite, because that was the only thing this guest would drink is Miller Lite. Like, you kidding me? You never lift.
What about the backhanded compliment person? Don't you have that?
Kill them with kindness. Holidays? Yes. Yeah. How about the showboater? Someone has to come and be the
Santa suit.
Yeah.
Santa suit?
Yeah.
Who's the man in the Santa suit?
Seduce and destroy. Shower them with fake kindness.
I've seduced fake and
content?
Destroyed.
Fake
kindness.
Okay.
And she'll hardly
mostly
notice.
Destroyed.
See, it says here, she'll hardly notice we're now discussing someone else rather than them.
Okay.
What about the picky eater, the monopolizer, or the stick in the muds?
Oh, that's my mother-in-law.
No,
the picky eater. She
really?
Won't eat. We can't put butter on anything on Christmas.
Hopefully, she's
but
not listening
butter
to
should
show.
Really be on everything.
The same mother-in-law
she hates
that
butter.
Talked about your greasy turkey. Yeah, when I set the oven on fire,
and she ooh. Said it was because of all the grease.
Yeah,
nice.
That's because you have too much grease in your grease.
And then who were you going to kill?
I said, go sit down and eat, drink your martini. All right. So what's the last one?
Employ with the stick eaters, the you know the monopolizers, the stick in the muds. Employ nonverbal control techniques like the eye roll. Like when you talk to Michelle, the heavy sighs, or you can dismiss them by dismiss them by departing from the room, accompanied by a head shake and a. I love the tisk. Tisking is good.
Here's what I want to know.
And then grown-ups who can't behave, when Michelle comes with all her friends, put them in a room. You need to sequester them. You need to get them away from everyone else.
Here's what I want to know. How do you nicely get rid of people that you want out of your house sooner than they want to leave?
You just stand up. Fall asleep. Thanks for coming.
Every year I have people late night sitting on the couch, and I'm like, okay, everybody, time to go.
I just find it very effective. You just start to fall asleep.
Oh, that's
oh,
nice.
You've done that when I've been in the room before.
No, I've done that, and it doesn't. They don't get the
but
hint
it doesn't
at all.
Matter because you're asleep.
How about what Rich did at all his right. party? He what? Sat down at the piano and sang "Hit the Road, Jack."
That's right. And you never went.
You know, if I did that, if I did that, everybody would leave. It's a good way.
I just go up and go to bed.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what's going
Mark
on downstairs.
Oh, party's okay. over. You know, do the ending from Cribs.
But can't you just stand up and say thanks for coming?
Yeah, you know.
Thanks.
Bye.
Great to see you.
And give them a present.
Put an
oh, a present is nice.
A parting
gift.
Here's your parting
exactly.
gift.
All right, guys. Well, now it's time for our first annual holiday song contest. Here's how it works. Call us right this second. 215-953-4979. We'll play the first line of a popular holiday song. If you say the second line correctly, you'll win a promotional product that has been featured on a recent episode of The Joe Show, handpicked for you by Joe himself.
One that wasn't with Santa?
No, special. Okay. Special product. Call us now at 215-953-4979 to play along. Oop, we've already got one player on line five. We have Gus.
Hey, hello, everybody. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, Gus. All right, Gus, we're going to play the first line of a song, and you sing the second line, okay?
All right.
All right.
Frosty the Snowman.
All right.
We somehow had a technical difficulty finding words.
Frosty, just know look, don't you cry. I'll be back again someday. Is that right?
All right, you know what? We had some technical difficulties, so we're going to give you the prize. It's
Thank
with
you.
A corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Thank you.
So you just stay on the line, Gus, and have a happy holiday.
As a kid,
you guys too. Thank you.
As a kid, I hated that one. Out of all the holiday specials, I hated that one the most.
Really? I
couldn't
love that.
I hated the animation. I hated the story.
Is this
I hate
your
the
rant?
No.
Okay, well.
Have we jumped the middle?
No, we're
right,
not
guys,
even there
we have
yet.
Another caller. We have Cindy on line one.
Hey, Cindy.
And we are going to play another song for you. Go ahead.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
A beautiful sight. I'm happy tonight.
You know, it's actually we're happy tonight. And then what comes after that?
Walking in a winter wonderland. Hey!
That was really
Cindy
good.
Cindy sounds like she's having a good time.
Congratulations, Cindy. Stay on the line and we'll hear your address for your Joe Show prize. Thanks, Cindy.
Thank you.
All right. And we have another caller. On line three, we have Danielle. Happy holidays, Danielle.
Hey, thank you.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
This is a really good one.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, start over.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Jingle bells swing and jingle bells ring.
Dancing and prancing, da-da-da-da-da. In the frosty air.
I'm sorry, it's actually
time,
it's actually
time.
Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now
That's
the
right.
jingle hop has begun.
That's correct.
Oh, right. Then I guess I win
that
the
is
prize.
That is correct.
Da, 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 da. All right, well, thank you, Danielle, and try again next year. Same time, same place.
Thank you, bye.
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 All right.
At least you acknowledged that we were right.
We have a couple more songs. Give us a call at 215-953-4979. You know, Andy, I think we're going to give you one.
Uh-oh.
Because I know
go.
That you love to sing holiday songs.
This ought
so,
to be good.
So let's see what we've got with the
and he has
song
an
number
voice.
Four.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house Christmas Eve.
It's something about... You can say there's no such thing as Santa.
But
as for me and Grandpa, we believe. It's because I had Santa here next
time. I
wow.
hate this song.
Wow, congratulations. All right, so you get a prize from the Joe Show. Congratulations.
All right, yeah.
A kiss from Santa.
No, I don't want a kiss from Santa.
You are one negative Santa down there.
I don't like this song. I think it's
okay,
stupid.
Well, maybe you'll like this song next. We'll test you next. All right, let's give
it's
Santa
an insult to all Santas.
All right, Santa, listen carefully.
She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peep. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep.
Oh, I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Cut Joe's mic off, please.
Underneath the mistletoe.
I just think before our listeners go down to zero, we should move off the set.
All right, then we'll do Ouch. One more just for you, Rich. This is for Rich Fairfield, number six.
Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
No.
It's fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Oh, come on.
Great job. Okay, no prize for you.
We would accept the fa-ra-ra-ra-ra.
All
right, guys.
Story.
Well, we've talked about holiday parties and all the things that can go wrong, but here's a party positive. And some marketers are actually building their brands around parties. So, Kat, right. tell us more.
For all the party people out there, there's a service called House Party, which sets up home parties for marketers. And it has a database of 100,000 names of people who have provided a profile of personal information, and they want to be brand advocates. And Xbox just recently took advantage of this. What is it?
So they had people have parties for them?
Kind of like
Tupperware
parties.
Yeah, they're like Tupperware parties.
Tupperware parties.
But Xbox
Only,
parties.
You could go on to houseparty.com and you could pick whatever kind of party you want to host. And you get freebies from the company. Like
oh,
Xbox
so cool.
gave away...
That's way
Xboxes.
Cooler than a Tupperware
no,
party.
No, not Xboxes, but they gave away, you know, I don't know, what
a bunch of stuff from their company.
There's lots of
a
bunch of stuff.
So
from
much for the details.
You know, there's a lot of promotional products.
That's not
things.
The part I have highlighted.
Oh,
the part I have highlighted.
Don't stump Kathy.
Says marketers pay house party from $120,000 for holding 1,000 parties, up to $300,000 for up to 5,000 parties for them.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's great. The new Tupperware party, Xbox style.
Exactly.
And if you want to host a party, Xbox do you style. Have to guarantee a certain amount of guests will be there?
I'm not sure about that, but like I said, check out houseparty.com, Joe, and you
check
can host
it out,
a
Joe.
Bunch
we'll
of
put
parties.
It up on the website later today.
All right.
All right, guys, as distributors gear up for 2009, there are apparently some marketing and advertising terms they should avoid at all costs. Andy, clue us in.
Yeah, I found some terms that you want to avoid in your ad copy or that you want to have your clients avoid in their ad copy. The first is free, which is being tossed around a lot these days to try to entice people. Well, here's the problem.
What's the problem with free?
I'll tell you the problem.
I learned that in Marketing 101, always use free.
And sex. Free and sex.
Free and sex.
Apparently. Andy's
okay, people. Can I talk?
No.
The problem is that the people that you're targeting end up seeing your items as not worthy of anything. So when you're giving it away for free,
so they're discounting.
They don't appreciate the items that you're selling.
Have you heard the commercials for freelaptops.com?
No.
You can go to the site and put in all your information. You get a free laptop. So it's absolutely everything's free.
But Andy's right because
I don't
believe it.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that's
my
worth
kids,
anything.
14 and 12 don't believe that. They say they're probably pieces of junk. So
that's
all right.
Right.
So
right on, there you go.
Right on target.
Joe's kids at the forefront of advertising.
What else do you have for
mock
us?
Them.
Two words that people use way too often are really and very.
Really?
Really.
Well, that's stupid.
Very.
Very is a weak modifier no matter where you use it.
They both are.
Copy and
I
could
see that for
so you don't want to have those because they don't really mean anything to people.
We know that as editors.
As
How about
editors?
The word unique? I see that a lot.
Unique?
Unique.
It's not
like
on my list, so feel free to go crazy with the word unique.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to.
But don't use the word synergy.
Because totally
nobody knows what
everybody
it means.
Uses it and it doesn't mean anything to anybody.
It's okay. Like win-win.
I hate win-win.
Win-win is terrible.
Synergy.
Solution.
State-of-the-art.
Ooh, state-of-the-art's good.
Joe, you're hating a lot today, hater.
Santa
hater.
Maybe we should turn Santa into Captain Killjoy.
Are there any other words we should avoid next year, Andy?
I'll give you one more.
Okay.
Opportunity.
What's wrong with opportunity? That sounds positive.
This list says consumers don't want opportunities. They want to feel confident handing over their money. Not just that it's sort of along the free lines.
Oh,
but
it's like taking a risk.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you don't want the risk. That you don't want to show that you're having a risk of any kind.
All right. Well, let's not give anyone opportunities for 2009. All right. Now it's time for Joe Haley, a.k.a. Santa, to rant.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he's got something to complain about, even on our holiday show. Joe?
The vein in my forehead. Let me tell you something. So we're at the mall to see Santa
Claus. Wait, pull your beard down.
I did. We're at the mall to see Santa Claus. My boys are 14 and 12, and they have no choice. We have 8 pages left in this Me and Santa book, and my wife says that they have to go get their picture
poor
taken.
Poor Nigel and Shane.
I told
like
them
20 years old.
I told them in 2 years they have to drive themselves. I'm not driving them anymore. So there's this couple in front of us. They got this very cute little baby. She's maybe 4 or 5 months old. And they have the most expensive stroller you can get and, you know, expensive clothes and stuff. And they thought this was their private studio. We waited for one little kid, 10 minutes. They don't like this shot. They don't like that shot. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like, come on, people. You're not the only one in the world. The line. We had to wait 25 minutes for the line.
I have my teenage boys here.
Yeah, and they were getting cranky, you know. But I just
tell Santa what they want for Christmas.
No, it's just, you know, look.
Get this infant out of the way.
There's other people that matter. They're not the only ones in the world. So you
the best
know,
part about Joe going to Santa at the mall is that his kids need Frappuccinos while waiting online.
Yes.
I know.
He says, Nigel says, I have to get my Starbucks. I need my Starbucks. Like, oh, okay. $8 later for a Frappuccino, a latte, and a coffee.
And you complain about the people with their private studio at Santa Claus.
Well, thank you,
I wasn't
Santa.
Holding anyone up. I stood in line, I ordered my drinks, and I moved on. These people were making people wait. No, take another one. Take another one. Are
I
you
think we
kidding?
All feel really bad.
How about saying Merry
one?
Christmas,
and
Santa?
And the baby wasn't even crying, so Merry Christmas to all and to all good men.
Finally, you're going to be doing a lot of this next upcoming week, making small talk with people. Good thing Michelle's here today to give us some small talk tips Michelle, what do you got?
I have a couple really good tips. I love making small talk. I can talk the ears off corn, as we all know. The first tip is don't slip into a room and be all smiles because it comes off as disingenuous and you probably look loaded or medicated.
But so a smile is your personal welcome mat.
Yeah, but not like a big goofy like...
Wow, who told you that?
Disingenuous smile.
I read it on a mug yesterday.
And you also have to claim your space. So when you go into a room, find like carve out a little area for yourself and then decide who in the room you think looks interesting or who you'd like to talk to.
I put up pylons. Aren't pylons.
All right, here's a pet peeve of mine. Maintain eye contact 85% of the time during a conversation. It just irritates me. Here's my rant. People, when you're talking to them and they don't hold your eye contact and they're looking to see who the next person is walking in the room.
Oh, I hate that. Yeah, I hate that.
But on the other end is the people who just never look away. They just stare at you.
That's a little freaky, like, you know, actually.
I think the that's why it's 85% of the time.
Yeah,
you know, also, when you're toasting, you really should make eye contact. Otherwise, what's the point? Like, you toast?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for absolutely. Sure. And here's one that's important for our industry, where some people, you know, they find it difficult to explain what we do in the ad specialty industry, is to have a verbal business card, a quick 30-word summary of who you are and what you can do. And you should focus on the benefits of the other person rather than what you do and what you bring to the table. So show interest in the other person.
Yeah, that's a
obviously.
Big one. Well, great tips to get through the West. The West.
The West.
The West of the week.
The West.
No week was
the
West of the week. Thank you
West
so much, Michelle. Thanks very much. That's all we have time for today. Thanks to today's sponsor, I Promote You. And most importantly, thanks to all of you for listening to our show. Happy holidays to all of us from ASI. And be sure to tune in next week when we'll offer valuable prizes if you share your New Year's resolutions with us on the air.
Ooh,
have a
ones.
Wonderful holiday.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho.